my Friday friends. Another frenzied edition of the freaking John DiBella Show podcast. Am I lying about that? I might be. I just wanted to be alliterative to start things off. It's Dave here on this Friday, the 31st of August. Welcome in. What the heck happened on the show today? Well, we learned that money can buy happiness, at least for Swedish people. A lobster memorial may be going up on a roadside near you soon. It was an oh happy day on Breakfast with the Beatles. I got a little tongue-tied in the 7:20 break. My apologies for the failed joke that awaits you. It's not always perfect, folks, and when it's not, you gotta fess up to it. And our weekend is gonna be a lot of fun. We're celebrating the 80s hits that made up the early MTV broadcasts with our I Want My MGK weekend. It's gonna be great. Looking forward to my shift on Saturday night. And we gave you a little taste of things to come with our own favorite MTV songs that sort of made up the quintessential MTV track in our own heads. We went to the audience to decide who won that. And comedian Arnez J visited us and ended up in a bit of a heated discussion about who should start Thursday night's game for the Eagles. That and a whole bunch more. You know how it goes. Let's do it right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know, you can always depend on the Swedes.
Right. For delicious meatballs?
Well, not just for delicious meatballs.
And fish.
Or furniture that comes in boxes.
You're right.
Right? You know? But on a survey that answers questions that we've needed answers to for the longest time. All right, a new survey out of Sweden of Swedish lottery winners. All right, the people who say money can't buy happiness, mm-hmm. They claim that they're full of crap.
Okay.
All right. I believe that people who believe money can't buy happiness just don't know where to shop. Right.
Well,
you know.
True.
But shockingly, those people surveyed were a lot of winners. They were more than satisfied with their lives after they won the lottery, and more satisfied with their lives than lottery losers.
Yeah.
This only happens in Sweden. This happens here, and you're dead within a year.
Taking it one step further, those who won hundreds of thousands of dollars were happier than those who won tens of thousands of dollars.
Well, that makes sense.
Yes. In other news, jalapenos are spicy
Thank
and
you.
Boobs are fun. Come on. Fire is hot. Ice is cold.
The John DiBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
I make a joke of that. I'm a PETA member, you know, people for the eating of tasty animals. right. But I have to admit, I do respect PETA for what it is that they're trying to do overall. I mean, you know, I understand it, right? But at times they do things like this that makes me hate them and makes everybody else hate them. You ready for this one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals asked the Maine officials on Wednesday for permission to build a large grave to mark the site that a truck crashed and resulted in thousands of lobsters spilling out onto the highway.
Come on!
All right. They hope to memorialize the countless sensitive crustaceans who were killed during the August 22nd crash in Brunswick. Police say 7,000 pounds of lobsters were destroyed, and it's suspected that more than 4,500 lobsters died, according to the Portland Press Herald.
They're going to really have to butter people up.
Hello.
Yes. No, you ready for this?
Oh, boy.
They want a grave marker. They want a headstone.
Like a roadside memorial, right? But an actual like epitaph and everything?
Yeah, in memory of the lobsters who suffered and died at this spot.
There's been atrocities in this world for years.
Right.
Lobsters dying in a truck crash is not one.
Right.
I feel like PETA's a comedy troupe.
The grave would remind everyone that the best way to prevent such tragedies is to go vegan. Right? See, now you've really lost me. Yeah. Now you have really, really lost me, right? You know, and you know, what do you do when you go to this gravesite? And you were saying, like, you know,
butter it up,
butter it up. Yeah. You know, you don't bring flowers, you bring lemons.
Yes.
You know,
it should be a statue, though, a literal rock lobster.
Right. Oh, it is.
Is it?
It is a headstone with a lobster carved into
That's
it.
Perfect.
Right. You know, marking the spot. Right. And you know what we need. You know those two old ladies who are always talking about insurance on TV.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They got to do that for lobsters.
I'm worried, Beatrice.
What is it, Ethel?
Well, ever since my lobster died in a car crash, I've been worried about how I'm going to pay for its funeral expenses.
Why not try Colonial Claw?
Colonial Claw?
That's right. After my lobster, Mr. Clampus, died when his parachute didn't open, Colonial Claw helped me pay for his whole funeral and his headstone.
Nice.
Colonial Claw Insurance.
Oh, and Colonial Claw paid for all of the food at the reception after the funeral.
I hope they didn't serve lobster.
Call now.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
We are serving breakfast, and if we're going back in time, I'm going to go back to the early 70s. In the early 70s, songs had religious songs had become increasingly prevalent on the pop charts. Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky, Pacific Gas and Electric Company's Are You Ready? They were both hit singles. The musical Jesus Christ Superstar was a box office smash, and one of the biggest ones of them all had to be this one.
Oh, a happy day.
The Edwin Hawkins Singers in Oh, Happy Day. Hit it, kids!
He got me high.
This was a number one hit.
Crazy.
A number one hit. Now, when George Harrison was touring with Delaney and Body, he was listening to them do an interview with somebody somewhere in Sweden, and Oh, Happy Day by the Edwin Hawkins Singers came on. The song knocked George out, just totally knocked George out. And he says, you know, I want to write a Oh, Happy Day myself. And we got this.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
Right now, speaking of the weekend, it's a I Want My MGK weekend. We're going to crank out all of the 80s era MTV tunes, right? And we decided that we would take it upon ourselves for each one of us to come up with the song that to them is the most MTV song and see if the audience agrees with us. All four of us have picked yours. You got your song, Cindy?
I do.
All right. You
got a good one.
You have confidence in your song.
Yes, I do.
All right. How much confidence do you have in your song?
Well, I wouldn't put money on it. But
oh, really? You wouldn't?
No, I don't gamble at
all. Wait a second. Didn't you just tell me you're going to Vegas?
Yeah. What?
Well, I don't know. It seems colorful. But
it's like going to Italy and not being big on eater. You know, a big
right,
eater.
Right, yeah.
I can talk,
yeah,
I swear. It's Friday.
That'd
get
be
off me.
Big on eater.
Right. I'm studying my MTV videos over here.
Yeah, is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm torn. Right, I can't talk.
All right.
Turn my mic off.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Yep, it's an MGK weekend. I want my MGK weekend is what it really is. Starts later on today. We're going to be playing all sorts of 80s era MTV tunes from Motley Crue to Adam Ant, from NXS to Billy Idol. I mean, just covering all the bases, and we got into a conversation yesterday as to what is the most MTV song. If you had to think about MTV and all of those videos that you watch, what is the song that comes to mind that straight off the top of your head? And Cindy, you get to pick the very first one.
Okay.
All right.
I think I've got the quintessential MTV song, Take On Me by A-ha.
Wow. Oh, man.
That's quality.
Sorry. I don't know what you guys are going with, but I don't think we stand a chance. I don't think
it's
we stand
strong.
A chance against that. What are you going with, Steve?
I'm going with Down Under from Men at Work.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Mm-hmm. And what were you, 3 when that came out?
That came out in 81.
Okay. So you were
my
semen.
Parents might have been like 7.
That's what got them in the mood.
I wasn't. Not even yet. Still had another 6 years or so, Dave.
All right. I'm going with Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
You
it's
know,
a fun one.
Right, yeah, well, only because Cindy took a ha.
Sorry about that.
But that was one dramatic video.
Oh, yeah.
That whole video was shot with Polaroids.
Is that
the
right?
Whole thing was nothing but stills, Polaroid stills.
Like a flip book.
Right, yeah. Oh, cool. Exactly is how cool. It was made. What's yours?
I'm going with the first of the Alicia Silverstone trilogy, Aerosmith's Crying.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to play these for you. Oh, do you remember Jimmy the Cab Driver? Do you remember the promos of Jimmy the Cab Driver from MTV?
No.
I was just thinking about that.
Yes, yeah. I do.
Yeah, all right.
Yep.
So we're going to play these for you. We'll start out with Cindy's, and you heard the songs. So if you agree that Cindy's song is the most MTV song, text 1 to MGK MGK. If you're going to go with Steve and Men at Work, right, text 2 to MGK MGK. If you're agreeing with me, Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer, 3 to MGK MGK. Or if you're agreeing with Dave, right, you would go with Aerosmith's Crying to MGK MGK. And no, ladies and gentlemen, video didn't kill the radio star. It killed the video star. Yes, how I would kill for a Vegemite sandwich right around now.
You believe those guys survived in the desert for 3 minutes and 41 seconds? That was a quintessential 80s movie, just for a video, walking around, singing a song.
We are celebrating the fact that it's going to be I Want My MGK Weekend, and we're going to feature all of these 80s era MTV songs. And we've got a battle going on here between amongst the four of us. As to what is the most MTV song, Cindy went with Aha, Take On Me. Mm-hmm. If you agree with Cindy, text 1 to MGK, MGK. Text 2 if you agree with Steve on Men at Work for Down Under. I'm going with Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer. All right, and you would text 3 if you agree with me, and text 4 for Dave with Aerosmith's Crying to MGK, MGK. That's 645, 645. So as we move on here, I'll tell you this so far, Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
You're kicking ass.
Yes.
Right now, Cindy is holding on to, Cindy on her own is holding on to more than 50% of the vote.
But I'm coming for you, Cindy.
Right. Yeah. Steve is working his way up there.
42% to go.
42%
yeah,
more?
Yeah.
It's so close.
Here I come.
Your math's as good as my talking earlier.
Right. I was talking about Jimmy, the Jimmy the cab driver. They had all of these promos
right. With
this weird guy who drove this cab.
I totally forgot about this.
And he would have these conspiracy theories and all of this stuff. Here's before we get into Sledgehammer, here's Jimmy the cab guy.
But just think about the conspiracy of the lead amp. Mariah, Metallica, Megadeth, R.E., Madonna, you know, people who work for the MTV, Kennedy's last name is Montgomery, MTV, this conversation never happened, okay?
Wow. Whoa. So, 1 for Cindy's Aha, 2 for Steve's Men at Work, 3 for my Peter Gabriel Sledgehammer, 4 for Dave's Crying from Aerosmith. Just text whatever you agree with to MGK, MGK, and you'll decide which of these four is the most MTV song. Peter Gabriel. Well, Cindy went with Aha's Take On Me as the most MTV song. Steve went with the Men at Work. I went with Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer. And Dave went with Aerosmith's Crying. And, are you guys ready? Because we got Arnaz J coming in at 8:10. We might as well hand this out. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Give it to us.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen. Coming in. Let me just reset this. Make sure to have the most up-to-date numbers. Coming in. With 52% of the vote,
wow.
More than 50% of the vote in her own way. Ladies and gentlemen, Cindy got it.
Yes.
With Aha and Take On Me.
Hit that high note, Cindy. Close.
Is that the one you meant?
Take me home.
The one he flubbed at the MTV Movie Awards or whatever it was.
We were talking about these songs yesterday in the office, and Bill, our program director, just went off on Aha. All because when the guy performed at the MTV Awards,
right.
He blew the high note.
Yeah, well, it's unforgivable.
Right. He just like, wow, that's terrible. That song's terrible. Why? Because he blew the note at the MTV Awards.
There is more falsetto in that song than probably our entire playlist combined.
That is true. Arnaz J, comedian Arnaz J. It's been a few years since he's been in the studio, but he's going to be here today at 8:10. Right now, Cindy's here holding her MTV, spaceman.
Oh, the moon man.
The moon man. Yeah. She got the moon man. Right? And she got the win.
The John DeBella
Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DiBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, here in the studio for the first time. When was the last time?
2016.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, it's been like that long?
In May of 2016.
Wow. Arnaz J is here.
Yeah. All right. Good morning, Philadelphia.
There we go.
And all the surrounding cities.
All right. He will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night. Another show on Sunday as well. Tickets available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. I was apologizing for the humidity, right? Because, you know, but then I realized, wait, you're from like Atlanta. It's the humidity capital of the world.
Well, no. You want humid weather?
Yeah.
Go to Houston.
Oh,
go to Houston, Texas.
Yeah. I've been there.
Your testicles will fall out your shorts.
I swear to you. Wow.
It is that humid. It is that. Everybody's walking on that. What is that?
Oh, that's my balls.
I was there one time, and I had to go from the hotel to an office building that was literally a block away, and I was in a suit, and by the time I got to the had sweat through the suit.
I know. It was like, dude, great workout, right? Great workout. You know, you could have dried off, though. could have just dried off, man. I love humidity. Humidity keeps the skin good.
Yeah.
That's why in Philadelphia, y'all don't look old in this historic city. And it's an historic city, and y'all keep y'all age pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
and I mean that. Yeah, I mean, even the white people.
All right. Yeah.
y'all actually, I mean, you're white, you're 40, you look, you know, 40. You know, you black and you 40, you look 25. So I'm just saying. So it's not like you're not moving on from your age. You're at least staying there. You know, you're staying right in the front. You go to like you where you eventually want to go.
Right.
Arizona. Right. Okay. If you're 40 there, you're going to look 65. I'm just letting you know that right now. 65 with a pinch of rattlesnake bite. That's all I'm just saying. I mean, I love humidity, and congratulations to Philadelphia on y'all winning the National Football League championship.
Yeah.
I was here one time, and I think I said the next time y'all will win. You've never won, but I said when you win a championship, it's going to be on Nintendo. So y'all, I'm bowing down. Yes. I'm humbled, and y'all did. As a matter of fact, y'all look good while y'all were playing. You didn't look, and you look good, Boyles. I mean. It looked good.
Yeah, yeah. Falls.
No, I call him Boyles.
You call him Boyles?
Yeah.
But because his feet?
No, because when I saw his name the first time, I actually said Boyles, and my friends teased me about it. So I said, dude, they were like, dude, what spelling are you saying?
There's no B, there's no I.
Well, the thing of it is, I had a hard-boiled egg in my hand that I was opening when I saw his name, and it just made me say Boyles, and they never let me live it down, so I just call him Boyles. You know, it just, I don't know. Man, that was the stupidest thing. Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. Foles, I'm sorry, Nick Boyles. I'm so sorry. But y'all got y'all. When is what's the name's going to be able to play?
We don't know.
Maybe game one.
Maybe game one.
Okay, right. But why?
So, supposedly today, Peterson says that he knows who his starting quarterback will be, but he won't be saying anything until about 90 minutes before the game.
Okay, yeah. Coach, I'm going to say this to you, just man to man. You know, you're the coach. You can do what you want. But Foyles, Boyles, Foles has earned the right to start
your first game.
No, yeah. Boy.
Excuse me. No, without him, you would have won the championship last year?
We may have. Carson Wentz was 13-3.
No. But listen to what I'm saying. Carson Wentz went down.
Sure.
Okay. Right. Then who took over?
Boyles.
Then how did he perform in a Super Bowl?
MVP.
He did well.
Okay. So pretty he well. Has earned that right to start.
You have not watched the preseason, have you?
Oh, I forget the preseason. The Falcons are 1-3 in the preseason. The Cleveland is 3-1 in preseason. Yeah.
They beat us.
Okay, do you think they're going to be that way in the regular season? Huh?
No.
Do you?
If so, Bud Light for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're going to do better. But when the real season starts, Oh, they're gonna get that you know the word I'm looking for.
Castrated?
Yeah, that one too. Yeah, so they gonna get it handed to them. You can best believe that. Now I will go out on a limb and say the next time to Cleveland, They were so bad, I can't even think of what their the full name of their team is.
Browns.
I almost call them the Cavaliers. I'm just saying. The Cleveland Browns will win a championship, okay, right before Jesus come to take us. I'm just saying. They're getting better. They're looking good. Their coach is 1-31.
Yeah.
I think that's first time in history. And he's a black man, and he's still alive. Good job. That's all I'm saying. Good job. But I'm telling you right now, in my opinion, Foles deserves to open the season and start.
I'm
one game is not going to keep you out the championship.
I'm surprised this hasn't become physical yet because the number one Foles hater.
Oh, I can tell. I felt it through my arm sleeve. When I said Foles, and I felt his body shimmy. You know, he kind of shimmied and kind of give me what's that thing they used to call when you slap the finger? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, when they used to. The lead finger. Y'all don't remember the lead finger in school?
What?
Let me stop the violence.
That's a Southern thing.
I don't know. I'm thinking like the little blackjack they used to pull out of under the ring in wrestling.
In high school, who started was the white dudes. Uh-huh. They always had the big fat fingers, right? Dude, you want to play lead finger? What's lead finger? They shake the finger. And you have to see how long you can take it, and they slap it down on your hand.
I think that's generational.
Dude.
We didn't do that.
I felt all my knuckles break. This one dude, he slammed down with the lead finger, and they just let it get limp and loose, and they just turn it and hit the back. I felt my whole left hand break. I said, dude, I got a game today. It's crushed. I can't turn no double plays with this. He's like, dude, I told you don't play the lead finger. I know that you probably don't like him.
I do like him. I just think that he didn't earn week one.
Okay. Has Wentz played at all?
He's been practicing.
No, I didn't ask you if he practiced. Has he played?
He hasn't played since week
11. Okay, he hasn't played because he wasn't cleared at first, and then he was cleared to practice.
Yeah.
He, to me, should sit the first game.
You sound like somebody who's not an Eagles fan, though.
I am. I'm a football fan.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
I'm a football fan. I know he's your franchise quarterback. I know he is your quarterback. But that man, see, you have to do sometimes for morale. That man that took y'all, Wentz took you to the Super Bowl. He got you in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to be MVP.
Sure.
He got hurt. Foles went and got MVP of a Super Bowl.
Yep.
He deserves to play that first game as a starter.
All right, I'll give it to you. Fine.
And then snatch him on the second game if he's not doing well.
All right. You convinced me.
Don't make me go choke somebody.
We're going to play Leadfinger, me and you, after this interview.
Hell no.
We're going to get to choose quarterback.
I remember that. I can't believe y'all don't know nothing about the Leadfinger.
Don't let him use his left hand, though, because, I mean, he's got a watch on that weighs probably about 40 pounds. Right? Did you take that clock off of?
It's from a locomotion.
That is so inspirational to me. I know. I don't know what it is about black people. We just have to have the bling. Mm. We have to have the bling, but, you know, we need to get the bank accounts rather than the bank. we need to get the bank. I mean, I learned from this gentleman. I went to a bank one time, and he had these ripped up jeans and the tackered long coat on, and went to the bank with sandwich bags.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady, I was like, dude, y'all. I said, y'all look. I said to the lady behind the counter, I forgot what I said, but she said, no, he's in here everywhere. He's a multimillionaire.
Whoa.
I said, he's a what? Multimillionaire? Yeah, he carries all his money in a bag. That's just him. I said, I want to be just like that. Tattered and rich. I learned my lesson. Because sometimes I just walk out in my drawers and tennis shoes. I don't care. My drawers might have a rip in them. Who cares?
Multimillionaire, right?
Yeah, multimillionaire.
That's all
and you don't have to care. You don't. One thing about being rich or wealthy, you don't have to care what anybody else thinks. Now, when you're poor, you got to, you know, kind of humble yourself a little bit. Really? I'm sorry. I'll do better. Now, when you're rich, you're like, yeah, kid, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, my tailpipe is running. Okay, put your lips on it.
RNSJ is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10. And on Sunday, one show at 7 o'clock. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Guys, by the way, he really loves the coffee.
Oh!
I didn't think I was going to learn. I didn't even. Today,
you warned me. Somebody warned me.
Terrible. I did. Yeah.
It smelled like butt cheeks and mahogany milk. I don't know.
Not good.
Oh my God! Who made this coffee? Did y'all fire him? And then he came back to destroy you.
It's bad.
Oh my God!
Really
this
bad.
Stuff it right.
I told you.
Right. You know, North Korea. Y'all should send this to them.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.